With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. As calls increase for Kamala Harris to face reporters, the Harris campaign has decided to allow one person to ask the Democrat presidential candidate questions in a taped interview that can be edited. Harris, along with her VP pick Tim Walz, are set to sit with CNN for their first joint interview. Harris has been avoiding the press via a bus tour that keeps her on the road. Former President Trump is adding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to his presidential transition team. Kennedy and Gabbard both endorsed the former president recently in his bid for the White House. A deadly explosion at a Delta Airlines facility.
Two workers are dead and a third seriously injured after a tire explosion at a Delta Airlines maintenance facility near the Atlanta airport. The airline says it occurred while wheel components were being disassembled at a wheel and brake shop. The parts were not attached to a plane at the time. The Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration has opened an investigation, and Delta says it's working with authorities to determine what happened. The cause has not been released. In a statement, the airline says the Delta family is heartbroken and has extended its full support to family and colleagues. I'm Ben Thomas.
Also at SRNNews.com, Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder says Houthi rebels have blocked efforts to help a Greek-flagged tanker on fire in the Red Sea after the rebels attacked it last week.
We are aware of a third party that attempted to send two tugs to the vessel to help salvage, but they were warned away by the Houthis and threatened with being attacked, which again demonstrates their blatant disregard for not only human life, but also for the potential environmental catastrophe.
This is SRN News. A troubling poll from the United Kingdom.
About 30% of British churchgoers say if their local house of worship closed, they would just stop attending church altogether. The numbers come from a survey conducted by the National Churches Trust, and it comes at a time when a lot of churches are closing in the UK. Elderly people are the ones most likely to stop attending if their local house of worship shuts down, and many of them say it would be too difficult physically for them to go anyplace else. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked New York's attorney general from taking action against pro-life pregnancy centers for promoting a method of reversing medication abortions. The judge issued a preliminary injunction citing free speech rights. The order is part of a lawsuit against State Attorney General Letitia James. Two pregnancy counseling centers and a related association say James is targeting pro-life groups unfairly. This is SRN News. House Speaker Mike Johnson criticizes President Biden and the Biden administration's lack of leadership, warning the world is in the most dangerous time since World War II. More details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Biden went to California for a little less than a week after his speech at the Democratic National Convention, and he is spending the next week in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, according to the White House. Speaker Johnson contended that Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris, who is running for president, have, quote, no shame for their lack of leadership while in office. Johnson also issued a warning against Harris's presidential bid, arguing that the United States' adversaries fear her less than they fear Biden. He referenced the growing number of wars that have happened under Biden's watch, and said his leadership has created, quote, the most dangerous time since World War II. In a Fox News interview, Johnson said, quote, you've got to have Donald Trump in the White House. He is the one that they fear and respect. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com.